And good evening to you from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball. The Dort College Defenders and Hastings College Broncos warming up for this evening's contest. The Dort College Defenders come into tonight's contest 6-9 overall, 2-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dort College still smarting from a 21-point loss on Monday evening to the Briarcliff Chargers. For the Hastings College Broncos, they enter tonight's contest 4-3 overall, 12-4 the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They've also gotten the attention of the NAIA Division II pollsters, as well as they are ranked in the top 10 in the NAIA Division II women's basketball poll that was released back in early December. The next poll will be released 1 week from this past Monday, so Hastings getting back into action after going 2-1 in their most recent play in California. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. First item of business, we had the opportunity to sit down and visit with Coach Craig Steensma about tonight's contest. The Dort College Defenders coming off that loss to Briarcliff, and we talked about the opponent for this evening, the Hastings College Broncos, at length, and we talked about the fact that they are one of the top teams in not only the GPAC but in the country, and some of the problems they would present, and here's what the coach had to say.
Yeah, they're a very, very good team, and, you know, they beat an NCAA Division II team by 20 points and have played really well against other teams, have a win at Morningside. So, you know, they're a very, very good team, and they play very, very well together. They don't beat themselves, and, you know, they rebound very well. They're deserving of a high national ranking.
Monday night you play a team that wanted a lot of possessions and forced a lot of turnovers. Tonight, looking at Hastings, it would seem a contrast in styles in preparing for this one.
Yeah, it's completely different, you know, completely opposite, where they want to control the pace. They want to pound it inside, and, you know, then they want to get after you with their guards, but they also, they really, really do a great job covering defensively and rotating and helping, and, you know, they have the size and athleticism to do that, and, you know, that's what has allowed them to be so terribly successful defensively so far this year.
How do you attack their defense?
Well, you have to pass the ball quickly. I think we have to get the ball reversed. You know, we can't dribble too much. But, you know, we have to attack when it's there. We have to be able to get work inside out, meaning get the ball inside and then be willing to kick it out and hit cutters or hit people spotting up.
Defensively, what do you do against this team? Do you want to force them into a higher tempo, or do you want to keep it possession by possession?
Well, we need to find out what they can handle, and we're going to throw some pressure at them. We're going to try some different things. But, you know, inevitably we just need to try to keep a Statler from, you know, a 20-point, 20-rebound game, which he's capable of. And however we can best do that, whether it's man or zone or some pressure, you know, we'll try to find what the right combination of what's working tonight.
Anybody else that we have to watch for Hastings that is a key for the ball game other than Statler?
Well, she's a big key for them as an, you know, an All-American player. And they also have their guards all shoot the three really well. And, you know, number 23... she's over 40% from the three-point line. So, you know, all of their guards have experience, and they're all very, very good shooters. So we can't just let them stand on the three-point line and shoot, but we also know that we need to do, you know, our focus has got to be on stopping their interior game.
That is Coach Craig Steensma talking about tonight's rival, the Hastings College Broncos. Let's take a closer look then at these two teams. The Hastings women, 12-4 overall. Jeff Dittman's team is averaging 66.9 points per game. They allow 60.6 points per outing. Hastings is converting 42.4% of the field goals they attempt. They allow opponents to make 39.3% of their field goals. Hastings has attempted 270 free throws this season. Opponents have attempted 296. The Broncos are out-rebounding teams, 36.6 to 35.4. Alicia Statler leads the team with a 14.3 points per game average. She also grabs 7.4 rebounds per contest. She makes nearly 60% of her field goals. Taz Urig and Brittany Wong average 8.7 and 8.1 points per game, respectively. Wong leads the team with 3.5 assists per game. Kami Bruckman and Sophia McDermott are averaging 5.6 and 5.4 points per game, and Bruckman is grabbing 3.1 rebounds per outing. Hastings has played 11 players in all 16 outings and have another two players who have appeared in at least 12 games this year. The Defender women are 6-9 overall, 2-6 in the league. They're averaging 62.2 points per game, allowing 62.5 points per game. They hold a 4-rebound advantage, 37.5 to 33.7. They convert 40.4% of their field goals. They allow 39.2% success. The Defenders force 21.5 turnovers per game, but they give the ball up an average of 24.3 times per contest. Caravan Dyke scores 11.4 points per game, grabs 7.4 rebounds, makes 53.3% of her field goals. Brianna Sprock is averaging 10.5 points per game and gets to 6.5 rebounds per outing. Elise Marish is good for 7.7 points per game. She makes 43% of her field goals, gets 3.1 rebounds per contest. Kayla Gasink is averaging 6.8 points per game in a reserve role. She also gets 3.8 rebounds per game and is converting 40% of her three-point attempts. Jamie Cook is averaging 6.3 points per game, 4.4 rebounds. Danelle Bowen is knocking down 6.2 points per game, leads the team with 22 three-point baskets made. Jessica Jelsma leads the team in assists with 2.5 per contest. She scores 6.1 points per game and gets 3.2 rebounds per contest. Hastings women lead this series 14-3. The two teams split their games last season. Dort lost on a last-second shot at Hastings, 59-57. Brittany Wong hit the game winner. Dort College overcame a 9-point deficit at halftime to tie that game at 57-57. Melissa Thompson led Hastings with 12. Alicia Statler had 11 points, 9 rebounds. Amber Soetsma topped all players with 15 points. Dort College then managed the split with the Broncos when they took a February 12th decision by 74-62 margin here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Amber Soetsma had 21 points and 8 rebounds. Julia DeCucuc added 17 points with 6 rebounds. Statler led Hastings with 16 points and 18 rebounds. Hastings women went 2-1 on a trip to California last week, getting a pair of wins to close the trip on December 29 and 30. The Broncos down Cal State at San Marcos Thursday, 57-54, behind 16 points from Wong and Statler. Friday, the Broncos down Biola, 60-51, with Statler getting 21 points and 7 rebounds. Wong had 17 points and 2 assists. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here then are your starting lineups. First of all, for the Hastings College Broncos and coach Jeff Dittman, they'll start number 13, Brittany Wong, a 5'3 junior from Carmichael, California, averaging 8.1 points per game. Taz Urich is a 5'5 sophomore from Sydney, Nebraska, averaging 8.7 points per game. Frankie Peterson's a 5'9 sophomore from Cambridge, Nebraska, averaging 4.5 points per game. Melissa Thompson is a 5'11 junior from Papillion, Nebraska, averaging 3.6 points per outing. And Alicia Statler is a 6'1 senior from St. Liberty, Nebraska, averaging 14.3 points per contest. For the Dort College Defenders and Coach Craig Steensma, they will start number 5, Kayla Brookice, a 5'5 sophomore from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 3.4 points per game. Jessica Jelsma is a 5'8 freshman from Hudsonville, Michigan, averaging 6.1 points per outing. Brianna Spronk is a 5'11 junior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 10.5 points per game. Elise Marish is a 5'11 sophomore from Beersford, South Dakota, averaging 7.7 points per game. And Jamie Cook is a 6'1 sophomore from Randolph, Wisconsin, averaging 6.3 points per outing. Off of the bench for the Dort College women, Kayla Gasink, 5'9 freshman from Sioux Center, is averaging 6.8 points per game. Danelle Bowen is a 5'8 sophomore from Sibley, averaging 6.2 points per contest. Kayla Adamson's a 5'8 sophomore from Shenandoah, Iowa, averaging 3.9 points per game. And Caravan Dykes, a 6'2 sophomore from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 11.4 points per ballgame. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Opening tip of tonight's women's college basketball game right after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Tonight's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rodabor is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Opening tap is up, controlled by Hastings College in the backcourt. And they will set things up. They hand the ball off to Brittany Wong. Wong takes it into the front court. She passes left side over to Peterson. Peterson with it on the wing. Peterson comes back out front to Urich. Urich right side Wong. Wong with it on the wing. Wong working against Jelsma. Man-to-man defense applied by the defenders, it appears. Pass goes left side Urich. Urich down to the baseline, and we've got a hold called on the Dort College defenders. So a foul call against Dort College to start the contest. That's going to go on Kayla Brookice, and that is number 1 on Brookice. Brookice whistled for the personal foul. Hastings gets the ball inbounded. Underneath it goes Statler. Statler's shot is good. Got around Jamie Cook. And once Statler gets it down low, it's pretty much a done deal. Hastings College with a 2-0 lead. 2-0, our score just underway. 19-20 left to play. First half. Driving the other way, Jessica Gelsman. Too strong over the left hand. Rebound taken away by Brianna Spronk. Down on the floor after it. Tied up, and it'll be a jump ball. Dort College basketball on the alternating possession. So Dort College trailing 2-0 with the basketball. Throwing it in is Brookice. Gets it in over the top to Spronk. Spronk to Gelsman. Gelsman on the right wing. Comes back left side over to Cook. Cook to Spronk. Spronk jumper 12-foot right side. Good. Brianna Spronk with a two-point basket. We're tied up at 2-2. 2-2 our score. Right side pass. Urig to Peterson. Peterson puts it on the deck. Jump stop shot in the lane. Good. Short jumper by Peterson makes it 4-2. Hastings in front. Bringing the basketball back the other way is Cook. Cook with it across half court. She's got it on the right wing. She's going to take Statler all the way to the basket. Shot no good. Rebound tap controlled by Statler. Statler over to Wong. Here comes Hastings on the run. Hastings College. Long pass into the front court and a foul called on Brianna Spronk. And Melissa Thompson will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. So Thompson fouled on the play. Spronk whistled for the personal. That's foul number one on her. Team foul number two already on the Dort College defenders. 18:32 remaining in this first half. First free throw no good by Thompson. Thompson is a 65% free throw shooter. First free throw no good. She's got another one coming. So Thompson, averaging 3.6 points per game, makes one of two. And the Hastings lead is 5-2. 5-2 our score. Spronk across half court comes over to Cook. Cook back to Spronk. Spronk over the top. Gelsma. Gelsma underneath. Able to get the shot to go. And Jessica Gelsma on the reverse makes it a 5-4 ball game. 5-4 our score. Hastings basketball. Wong on the right wing. Wong passes right side. Comes to Peterson. Peterson underneath Thompson. Thompson with a left hand up strong. Good. Melissa Thompson with 3 points, and the Hastings Broncos lead 7-4. Dort College has yet to stop Hastings on the offensive end. High post pass, Marish. Marish, 12-footer off the side of the iron, no good. Rebound deflected, picked up by Cook, back out front, Gelsma. Gelsma left side, Marish. Marish, Cook, double team, back over to Gelsma. Gelsma in the lane, nothing there, over to Brookice. Puts up the shot, partially blocked. Rebound is tapped out of bounds, last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets the basketball. 17:38 left to play in the first half. Pass comes in over the top to Spronk. Spronk in the lane, dumps it up for Marish. Marish in traffic. Shot is no good, but she's fouled on the play by Statler. Alicia Statler whistled for the personal foul. Marish will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Marish will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of foul shots as she was hacked in the act. Marish makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming. 7-5, Dort College, down by two. Second free throw, Marish rims it, no good. Rebound taken away by Thompson. Thompson over to Peterson. Here comes Hastings. Peterson into the front court. She's got it at the top of the key. Feeds it left side over to Thompson. Thompson deflected, picks it back up on the sideline. Comes back right side, Wong. Wong gives it up. Down low it goes Statler. Statler reverses Wong. Wong, left baseline. Back over to Peterson. Peterson ball fake to the free throw line. No room to work. Gets it away to Urig. Urig with the basketball. Urig looking for Wong. 8 to shoot. Comes back over to Thompson. Put up by on the three by Wong. And Wong makes the three-point basket. Brittany Wong makes it a 10-5 basketball game. 17 minutes left to play first half. Pass goes left side. Gelsma. Gelsma looking down low. She's going to dribble with the left hand to the wing. Picks up her dribble. Now looks and gets it back over to Spronk, and it's deflected out. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Hastings basketball. Hastings with the basketball. 16:49 left to play in the first half. Dort College trailing 10-5. Ball deflected up into the stands. They've got to go track it down. Hastings will bring it up. Taking it up will be Brittany Wong. Wong with the basketball. She's got it on the right side, picks up her dribble, goes out front, Urig, Peterson, Peterson, perimeter shot, no good. First missed shot by Hastings, offensive rebound though for Statler. Statler on the putback, And the North College defenders trail 12-5. 12-5 our score. Back the other way, Brookice. Brookice fires it to Cook. Cook in traffic, puts it up. Shot no good. A rebound taken away by North College. Gelsma driving left-handed layup. Good. Gelsma with the two-point basket. And the North College defenders trail 12-7. 12-7 our score. North College will be sending four new players into the ballgame at the next break. Ball tipped out of bounds, last touch by North College. It'll be Hastings basketball. Peterson is out. Cammy Brockman is in. Hastings will inbound the basketball. Four players in for North College. The lone starter remaining on the floor is Brookice. Pass goes high post. Statler facing up. Passes left side over to Brockman. Brockman gives it up down low, and the layup is good for Thompson. Thompson already has her season average, actually better than her season average. She's got 5 points, came into the game averaging 3.6 points per game. Van Dyke with the basketball, gets it back over to Bone. Bone with it at the free throw line. She puts up the 15-footer. It rattles around and drops through. Danelle Bone with the two-point basket. North College trails 14-9. Hastings basketball. Wong picks up her dribble, feeds it down low. Statler. Statler working against Spencer, puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone ahead to Van Dyke, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by North College. It'll be Hastings basketball. our score. Hastings College, new player checking in will be Laurel Zwainer. Zwainer checks in for Statler. Statler nearly picked up her second personal foul on an over-the-back call moments ago, but got away with one as she reached over the top on the rebound. Pass comes right side, Zwainer. Zwainer back over to Wong. Wong gives left wing. Gets the return pass out front, McDermott. McDermott right side, Wong. Wong with the basketball for Hastings. Steps to the left. Her shot no good. Rebound taken away by Spencer. Spencer to Bone. Bone into the front court. Danelle Bone has the basketball, setting the offense for the North College defenders. 14:45 left to play. First half. Pass comes right side over to Gasink. Kayla Gasink in the ballgame at the last break. Comes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the right elbow. Back over to Gasink. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Back to Bone. Bone on the left wing. Bone puts it on the floor, crossover dribble, back over to Van Dyke. She'll launch a three and hit it. Kara Van Dyke with a three-point basket. North College trails 14-12. 14-12, Hastings basketball. Pass out front to McDermott. McDermott puts it on the floor, passes left side Thompson. Thompson, round the horn they come. Hastings College basketball. This is Wong. Wong gives it down low, Zwainer. Zwainer, cross-court pass, left side, three on the way, Brockman, good. Cammy Brockman with the three-point basket, and Hastings leads it 17-12. 17-12 our score, Hastings on defense. North College basketball, Brookice, guarded there by McDermott. Back over to Brookice. Brookice drives the lane, nothing there. Comes left side over to Bowen off the deflection, shot no good. And the rebound controlled by Brockman. Brockman with the basketball. Brockman driving left side, tombs to McDermott. McDermott drives into the lane, kick out pass. Right wing three-pointer by Wong, no good. Rebound controlled by Brookice. Brookice with the basketball, 13:20 remaining. Gasink out front, Bone. Bone with it. In between the circles, Danelle Bone looking down low, Van Dyke. Van Dyke catches, fires, shot no good under the basket. Rebound taken away by McDermott. Here comes Hastings with the basketball. 13 minutes left to play in the first half. Right side pass. Hastings working with a 5-point lead. McDermott drives the lane. Kick out pass. Three on the way for Wong is good. Wong has six. Hastings College with a 20-12 lead. North College is forced to use a timeout. Back with more after this. North College trails 20-12, 12:51 left to play in the first half. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. 12:44 and counting, first half. Kara Van Dyke passes left side over to Gasink. Kayla Gasink for the basketball, puts it on the deck. Picks up her dribble, looking down low now. Picks up her dribble, comes back over to Kayla Adamson. Adamson in the ballgame at the timeout. Backdoor cut intended for Spencer. Kick out back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke loses it. Ball's loose. Tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. 4 seconds on the shot clock for Dort College to work with. Inbounding the basketball will be Gaysink. Gets it to Adamson. Adamson drives to the right. Kicks it over to Spencer. Spencer lets fly with a three-point shot that fails to draw iron. Not what Dort College wanted out of that timeout. Or on that out-of-bounds play. And the Hastings College Broncos have the basketball and the lead. Wong hands it off to McDermott. McDermott calling a set play. Gets a ball screen from Statler out front. The ball misses everything. Bounces on the baseline out-of-bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball bringing it up will be Bone. Donnell Bone across half court. Bone in between the circles, driving with the right hand, picks up her dribble now on the right wing, looking for someone to pass to, under pressure, gets it away to Van Dyke, 12 seconds to shoot, for Dort College, and down to the baseline is Van Dyke, and Van Dyke is held on the play. They're going to call Kaylee Regath for the personal. Regath whistled for the personal, her first, and team foul number two on Hastings College. Fresh 30 for Dort College to work with. Gaysink to inbound the basketball, gets it in over the top, Adamson. Adamson down to the baseline. Adamson puts it up and is fouled from behind. Foul's going to go against number 33, Courtney Spawn. Spawn whistled for the personal foul, and Adamson will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 11:42 remaining in the first half. First free throw is good. Dort College 2-for-3 from the free throw line right now. So we approach the midpoint of the first half. Second free throw, no good. And the defenders trail by 7. McDermott working against Gaysink. Comes left side over to Statler. Statler left side, Spawn. Spawn with it on the wing. Used upper dribble, looking for someone to pass to. Comes out front, McDermott. 13 to shoot for the Broncos. McDermott goes into the corner with a basketball. Is Urich, down low Statler. Statler might have traveled with it. No call made. Kick out over to McDermott. McDermott, three, good. McDermott makes the three-point basket, and it's a 10-point ball game for Hastings. Donnell Bone with a basketball in between the circles. She goes left side over to Cook. Cook, kick out pass Van Dyke. Van Dyke, nothing there. Comes back out front to Bone. Bone working against McDermott. Puts it on the floor. Man-to-man defense applied by the Broncos. Cook with it on the right elbow. She's going to go all the way to the lane, to the hoop. Puts up the shot. Is fouled on the play. And Cook will go to the free throw line. Foul's going to go on McDermott, her first. And free throw's on the way for Jamie Cook. First free throw by Cook is good. Jamie Cook now 1-for-1 from the free throw line, her first point of the evening. So far, Marish and Adamson, 1-of-2 from the free throw line. Cook trying to make it 2-for-2, but then she continues the trend of 1-for-2 trips. And the defenders trail 23-14, Dort College trading 3 points for 1 point on the last possession. Now the backdoor cut and an easy layup for Courtney Spawn. And the Dort College defenders trail 25-14. 25-14 our score. The warning issued as a player for Hastings made contact with the basketball after it went through the hoop. Brittany Spront checks into the ballgame. Caravan Dyke will check out. 10:36 remaining, first half, 25-14, Dort College trailing. Bone with the basketball. Bone passes left side over to Gaysink. Gaysink with the ball. She comes back over to Spronk. Spronk with it in between the circles. Goes back over to Gaysink. Gaysink against Urich. Gaysink on the right side, puts up the shot, short-armed it, no good. Ball is tapped out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Hastings basketball. So Hastings in front, 25-14. 10:16 remaining in the first half. Hastings with the basketball. McDermott over half court. Goes left side to Urich. Urich into the corner, Spahn. Spahn looking down low. Instead goes left elbow to Statler. Statler kick out McDermott. McDermott with the basketball. McDermott goes left side back over to Urich. Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Short College. It'll be Hastings basketball. Jelsma checks in. Gasing checks out for the defenders. 25-14, our score. Hastings to throw the ball in. They get it in over the top to Kaylee Raggeth. Pass into the middle of the lane. Taken away by Jelsma. Jelsma with a steal. Doesn't have the numbers. Stops on the elbow. Passes over to Brookice. Brookice to Cook. Cook into the lane. Spin move with the left hand. Layup good. Cook with 3 points. Stuart College trails 25-16. A kick by Spronk on the other end, saving a lay-in by the Hastings College Broncos. Stuart College will set their defense, trailing 25-16. Hastings basketball, right side Statler. Statler deep in the corner, working against Cook. Spin move, nothing there. Comes back to Raggeth. Raggeth to Spahn. Spahn underneath Statler. Ball deflected, picked up by Statler. Statler comes back over to Urich, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touched by North College. It'll be Hastings basketball. Hastings will throw it in right side of the floor in front of the North College bench. And it's thrown away, taken by Cook. Cook over to Spronk. North College with a chance to cut the 9-point lead down. They give it to Cook. Cook shot no good. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Hastings with the basketball on the left side. McDermott. McDermott underneath Statler. Statler short arms the shot. No good. Rebound cleared out by Cook. Jamie Cook ahead to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma tries to thread the needle. It's tipped and controlled by Hastings. Raggeth with the basketball. She comes back over to McDermott. McDermott with it on the left wing. Gives left side Spahn. Spahn looking for the cutter. Instead comes out front to Urich. Urich back right side. Three on the way. No good by Raggeth. But the putback by Statler is good. And it's a 6-point ball game. And Dort College is forced to use a 30-second timeout, trailing by 11. Dort College uses the timeout. Back with more after this. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. Dort College basketball right side is Spronk. Spronk underneath Cook. Cook lay in good. Jamie Cook with a 2-point basket, and the Dort College defenders back to within 9 at 27-18. Cook with 5 points this evening. McDermott out front. Goes down low. Intended for Thompson. She's stripped of the basketball. Coming up with it is Brookice. Jelsma now picks up the loose basketball. They get it over to Spronk. Baseline jumper. Too strong. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. 7:49 left to go in first half. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Pass inbounded, coming up with it is Jelsma. Jelsma down to the baseline, picks up her dribble, skips it over to Spencer underneath to Spronk, lay-in good. Brianna Spronk with a 2-point basket. She's got 4 points, and the defender lead is 27-20. McDermott basketball, right side, goes into the corner to Peterson. Peterson with the basketball. Peterson to Wong. Wong, left side, Thompson. Thompson gives it up out front to Zwainer. Right side, Wong. Wong with it on the wing. 5 to shoot for the Broncos. Down to the baseline, and we've got a hand check called on Kayla Brookice. Brookice whistled for her second personal, team foul number 3 on the Broncos, and we'll start it over. Shot clock is reset. It's foul number 2 on Brookice. Down to the baseline is Peterson. Peterson layup strong is good. Peterson with 4 points. And the defenders trail 29-20. Hastings on defense. Pass underneath intended for Bone. picked up by McDermott. McDermott with the basketball, driving in, puts it up, and we've got a foul called on Jessica Jelsma on the lay-in attempt by McDermott. And McDermott will go to the free throw line to shoot two. McDermott will shoot a pair of free throws. 29-20 our score. First free throw is up and good. McDermott is a 71% free throw shooter. First one is up, good. Another one on the way. Spencer's in the ballgame. Gay sinks in along with Marish, Sprock, and Bone for the defenders. For Hastings, it's Wong, Peterson, McDermott, Zwainer, and Thompson. North College basketball bringing it up the other way is Bone. Bone across the midcourt stripe. She passes right side, Gaysink. Gaysink on the wing, guarded there by McDermott. Down to the baseline, Sprock. Sprock dribbles underneath the basket, puts it up, shot no good. Gets her on rebound back, lay-in no good. Rebound controlled by Thompson. Thompson with the basketball, head to McDermott. McDermott with it across half court. McDermott hesitates, now she's at the top of the key. McDermott comes right side, Peterson. Peterson fires it over to Wong. Wong with the basketball. Wong, McDermott, McDermott, three, no good. Long rebound, Peterson had it momentarily. Jarred free by Sprunk. It'll be Hastings basketball. 6:08 remaining in the half. 31-20, Hastings in front by 11. Peterson deep in the corner, she'll inbound it. Gets it over to Wong. Wong with it on the right elbow. Step back, 17-footer off the back iron, no good. Rebound controlled by Marish for the defenders. Dort College with a basketball. Bone. Dort College needs to trim this lead down to single digits before halftime. Stands at 11 right now. Be nice to get it down to 5 or 7 before the half comes to a close. Shot by Marish, no good. Rebound taken away by Zwainer. Zwainer with a basketball. She gives it up to Wong on the fly. Kick out McDermott. Crow hop. Might have traveled. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Marish, but a foul on the play called on Peterson. So Peterson called for the personal. Frankie Peterson called for her first personal. Substitutes checking in for the Broncos. Tonight's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gaysink, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Danelle Bone with it on the left wing. Picks up her dribble, comes over to Spencer. Spencer right side, Gaysink. Gaysink tries to feed it down low. It's deflected, picked up by Bone, back over to Gaysink. Gaysink with it on the right wing. Picks up her dribble, tries to pass it off. It's taken away by Urich. Urich with the basketball. Urich driving in, lays it up with the right hand. Count the hoop, and she's fouled. Urich with the two-point basket. Falling away from the hoop, she gets the continuation call to go. She has 6 points now. Beg your pardon, those are her first two of the night. Looking at the wrong line on the stat sheet. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Taz Urich with 3 points, and the Broncos have extended the lead to 14, 34-20. Bone with the basketball. Goes right side, Gaysink. Gaysink steps inside the three-point line, puts up the 15-footer off the heel, no good. Rebound is controlled by Wong. Wong with it in between the circles out front. Comes right side Thompson. Thompson to Urich. Urich with the basketball. Urich, Peterson. Peterson high low. Statler. Statler off of the glass. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by the defenders and Bailey Spencer. Spencer with it. On the left side, Gaysink. Gaysink underneath intended for Marish. Take it away. Here comes Peterson. Frankie Peterson driving right side. Blocked by Spencer. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Gaysink, right side, Bone. Bone into the corner, Sprunk. Sprunk dumps it underneath, intended for Marish. Tipped out of bounds, last touch by Hastings. It will be Dort College basketball. 4:16 left to play in the first half. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Member FDIC. Van Dyke goes high post, gives it up, Marish. Marish shot from 12, right side, good. Marish with 3 points. Defenders trail 34-22. Hastings has had pretty good luck from the floor here in the first half. 52% shooting thus far. Lob pass underneath on the high-low intended for Statler, and the turnover will get charged to Thompson. Thompson throws it away, trying to lob it down low for Statler. Andor College has a chance to cut the lead back to 10 or 9. Pass underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke working against Statler, and Statler blocks it away. Rebound controlled by Urich, and a blocking foul called on Jamie Cook. Cook whistled for the personal, her first. Team foul number 6 on the defenders. So Hastings College in with the basketball, and we have a travel called on Wong. Wong travels with it. Dort College will get the basketball back. Marish will throw it in. She's in the backcourt with Danelle Bone. Gets it inbounded to Bone. Bone with it in between the circles. Bone comes back over. Tries to get it to Brookeyes, taken away by Urich. Urich shot no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. And Brookeyes. Brookeyes with the basketball. Brookeyes at the left elbow. Gives back over to Bone. Bone to Marish. Marish underneath Cook. Jamie Cook sets herself. Shot off of the glass. Good. Jamie Cook with 7 points. Dort College down 10, 34 to 24. 3 minutes left to play first half. Urich underneath Statler. Statler is fouled on the play, and that's going to be number 2 on Jamie Cook. So Cook whistled for foul number 2. Peterson will check out of the ballgame. Checking in is Kenny Bruckman for Hastings. Free throws on the way for Statler. First one is good. Alicia Statler now with 7 points. She's got another one coming. Trying to extend it back to 12. Brianna Spronk checks into the ballgame. Jamie Cook checks out. Spronk, Van Dyke, Marish, Brookeyes, and Bone on the floor right now. Statler with 8 points as she makes the second free throw. It's 36-24. 36-24, our score. Dort College. Marish. Marish drives left side. And going to the free throw line is Marish. Marish free throw is good. Marish with 4 points. And a free throw coming. This one's up and good as well, so Marish makes them both. Marish with 5, and the defenders trail by 10, 36-26. Hastings basketball on the right side. They're looking down low. Ragoth comes back over to Wong. Wong with it in between the circles, 2:29 and counting, first half. Left side pass, Bruckman. Bruckman puts it on the floor one time, back to Statler. Statler spin move in the lane, puts it up, and she travels with it. Statler travels with the basketball. And the Dort College defenders will bring it back the other way. Bone into the front court. Danelle Bone steps back, comes back over to Brookeyes. Brookeyes beyond the three-point line, one dribble to the free throw line. Comes back left side, Bone. Bone three, no good. Rebound tipped, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. 2:03 remaining. Inbounding the basketball is Marish. Marish gets it inbounded, and it's tipped away by Hastings out of bounds. 2:01 remaining. Here in the first half, Dort College down 10. Ball comes in to Van Dyke. Van Dyke lets fly with a three, no good. And now a foul called on the ensuing play by Van Dyke, and Kara Van Dyke has just picked up her first personal. 1-1 opportunity coming the other way. For Ashley, Alicia Statler, that is. Statler shooting a 1-1. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. She's got another one coming, trying to make it 10 points for the night. 1:55 left to play. In the half, Dort College trails 38-26 as Hastings, Alicia Statler, makes both free throws. Bone passes right side, Brookice with it. Brookice with it on the wing, comes back over to Spronk. Spronk down to the left with the left hand shot, no good. Rebound tipped out, controlled by Wong for Hastings. Here come the Broncos, full steam ahead. Pass right side, McDermott. McDermott shakes right, goes left, kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way, Bruckman off the heel, no good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Bone. Here comes Dort College. Bone with it on the right side. Gives it up to Spronk. Spronk left side. They go into the corner to Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke back over to Bone. Bone right side, Spronk. 15 to shoot for the defenders. And a hand check called on Bruckman. Bruckman whistled for her second personal. Team foul number 7 on the Broncos. 1-1 for Brianna Spronk. Spronk with 4 points this evening. Well, Hastings shooting percentage coming down slowly. They're down to 48% now shooting from the floor. Bone, Marish, and Van Dyke checking out of the ballgame for the defenders. Free throw by Spronk is up and good. Spronk now with 5 points. And another free throw on the way. 1:10 remaining. First half. Trying to make it 10 and does so. Brianna Spronk with 6 points. And the defenders trail 38-28. 1:07 remaining. First half. And the Dort College defenders tap the ball out of bounds. Hastings gets the ball back in front of the scorer's table. Pass over to Wong. Wong with it. Wong gives it up. McDermott. McDermott. Thompson. Thompson underneath. Raggeth. Raggeth shot. Good. Raggeth on the back door cut. Hastings leads 40-28. Under a minute left to play in the first half. Jelsma picks up her dribble. Comes over to Gasink on the back door cut. Shot is blocked out of bounds by Statler. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Statler blocks another shot out of bounds. That's got to be 2 or 3 for her this evening. Dort College inbounding, gets it to Brookice. 3 off the rim, no good. Rebound taken away by Spronk, and Spronk is tied up on the play. Possession arrow goes to Hastings. Hastings with a chance to make it 14 or 15 points here. And the Hastings College Broncos, Raggeth, will walk it up. 10-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. They go right side, Thompson, picked up by McDermott off the deflection. Comes back out front, Raggeth. Lob pass over the top, intended for Statler, and a foul on the play called on the defenders. They're going to call a foul for Brianna Spronk. So Spronk whistled for her second personal. First free throw by Statler is good. Another one coming. 41-28 our score. Second free throw on the way by Statler is good. Statler now a perfect 6-for-6 from the free throw line, and a lead that was 14 not that long ago has been whittled down to 10. With it in between the circles out front, Jelsma. Jelsma on the wing. Picks up her dribble. Jelsma comes back over to Gasink. 8 seconds to shoot for the defenders. Gasink goes left side over to Jelsma. 3 seconds left. Jelsma in traffic. Shot blocked by Statler. Rebound Hastings. And that's the end of the first half. Our score, Hastings 42. Dort College defenders 28. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center. 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College defenders trailing the Hastings College Broncos in GPAC women's basketball, 42-28. Hastings has led from the start. We were tied once. That was at 2-2. Hastings took their first double-digit lead of the ballgame at 23-13. Led 25-16 at the 10-minute mark. Dort College had the lead down to 10 at 38-28. near the end of the first half, but Hastings got four straight points to make it 42-28 at the half. College led unofficially by Jamie Cook with 7 points, while Hastings is topped by Alicia Statler with 12 points unofficially. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707. Located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Back with a look at the numbers right after this. Here are the numbers for the first half of play. Dort College 10 for 33 from the deck, 30.3%. 1 for 7 on threes, 14.3%. 7 of 10 on free throws, 70% for Hastings. 14 of 28 for 50%. 4 for 10 on threes, 40%. 10 of 11 on free throws, 91%. Dort holds a 21-18 rebounding advantage. Dort College with 8 turnovers, Hastings with 6. 6 steals for the Broncos, 3 steals for the defenders. Alicia Statler has 12 points to lead Hastings College. 6 for Brittany Wong. 5 for Melissa Thompson. 5 for Sophia McDermott. 4 for Frankie Peterson. 3 for Taz Urich. 3 for Cammy Bruckman. 2 each for Kaylee Ragoth and Courtney Spawn for their total of 42 points. For Dort College, 7 points for Jamie Cook. 3 for 6 from the floor. 1 for 2 on free throws. 6 points for Brianna Spronk, 5 for Elise Marish, 4 for Jessica Gelsma, 3 for Kara Van Dyke, 2 by Danelle Bone, and 1 for Kayla Adamson for their total of 28 points. Alicia Statler has 7 rebounds this evening. 2 each for Melissa Thompson and Brittany Wong, no one else with more than 1. Dort College, Brianna Spronk has 4 rebounds, 3 of them offensive. Kayla Brookice and Jamie Cook each have 3 rebounds, 2 for Bailey Spencer. 4 different players have 1 assist each for the defenders. Melissa Thompson has 3 assists for the Broncos. Alicia Statler has 2. 3 different players have 1 steal each for the defenders. Taz Urich has 2 steals for the Broncos. And Kaylee Ragoth has 2 steals for the Broncos as well. 8:27 left to play. Or I should say 8:27 left to go till the second half begins. Dort College trailing 42-28. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Holland, Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Halftime scores. Hastings leads Dort College 42-28. Women's play, Northwestern over Concordia 31-30. Dakota Wesleyan tops Midland at halftime 37-28. Morningside over Nebraska Wesleyan 39-27. Briarcliff and Mount Marty, no report on that score. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Coming up this weekend, the Dort College Defenders traveling to Seward, Nebraska to take on the Concordia Bulldogs. That's a 5 o'clock start time for the women and a 7 o'clock start time for the men. Reason for that is Concordia is hosting a Lutheran High School tournament that will be played on Friday night and into Saturday. So we will get started hopefully at 5 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Distinct possibility we might get started just a little bit later than that scheduled 5 o'clock start for the women. But that is correct, a 5 and 7 o'clock start. And those print schedules that we had made up this summer, showing 2 and 4 o'clock, but 5 and 7 o'clock is the correct time for those games on Saturday. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. CNH Body Repair now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint. from PPG. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Both teams out of the locker room, getting sent for the second half of our doubleheader. Today's broadcast made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at borensons.com. Let us settle. You'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. Again, those halftime scores from the conference that we have: Morningside over Nebraska Wesleyan, 39-27. Dakota Wesleyan over Midland, 37-28 at halftime. Northwestern over Concordia, 31-30. Hastings, 48. York College, 28. 42-28, beg your pardon. And no report on Briarcliff and Mount Marty. If we get that, we'll pass it along to you. We'll take one more break, and we'll be back with second half action from the DeWitt right after this. This is York College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. So Dort College will have the basketball as we start the second half. Pass comes right side over to Brookice. Brookice to Spronk. Spronk for the basketball. Comes up top to Cook. Cook kick out Brookice. Brookice three on the way. Got it. Three-point basket for Kayla Brookice, that is. Beg your pardon. Too many Kaylas. A few Karas thrown in for good measure as well. 42-31, Dort College. Down by 11. Hastings, high-low. Statler underneath. Gets it to Thompson. Thompson wide open basket. Good. Melissa Thompson with a two-point basket. Dort College trades a three for a two. They trail by a Baker's dozen, 44-31. Right side pass, Gasing. Gasing, Brookice. She'll let fly with another three. Missed it, no good off the side iron. Rebound saved in, no, by Jelsma. Tried to get it saved in the corner, unable to do so. And here come the Hastings College Broncos with the basketball and the 13-point lead at 44-31. Bringing the basketball up will be Brittany Wong. Wong across the half-court stripe. Wong picks it up, goes left side, gets it to Ragoth. Ragoth with the basketball to Statler. Statler to Wong. Wong, free throw line, kick out Ragoth underneath Thompson. Thompson, right side pass, Yurig. Taz Yurig, 15-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Coming up with it is Cook. Cook ahead to Gelsman. Dort College down 44-31. Right side pass to Gasink. Gasink for the basketball. Gasing goes left side, Gelsma. Gelsma to Cook. Cook on the baseline. Cook out front, Brookice. Brookice ball fake. Right elbow. Gives into the corner, Spronk. Spronk 15-footer. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Brookice. Brookice, three players around her. Fires it outside, Cook. Cook to Gasing. Gasing free throw line back over to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball, and she gets called for traveling. Turnover gives the basketball back to the Broncos. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. Hastings basketball, Wong. Wong with it on the left elbow, picks up her dribble. She comes right side back over to Yurig. Yurig working against Brookice, and a foul call against Brookice, and Kayla Brookice has just picked up foul number three. Free throws on the way for Taz Yurig. Yurig, a 70% free throw shooter. She'll shoot a pair here with her team. Up by 13 are the Broncos. First free throw by Yurig is good. She's got 4 points, averaging 8.7 points per outing. A second free throw coming here for Yurig. This one's up and good as well, so Uhrig makes them both. 46-31 our score. Dort College down 15, biggest lead of the night for Hastings. Gasing gets it on the right sideline. She's going to take it all the way down to the 12-foot mark. Puts it up, right side, no good. Rebound cleared out by Hastings. Long outlet pass to Uhrig. Uhrig on the drive, lays it up with the right hand, good. Taz Uhrig with 7 points, and the Broncos lead 48-31. Gelsma takes it across half court. Jessica Gelsma with it. Very close to an over and back violation. Got rid of it in time. Gets it back to Cook. Cook facing up, left elbow of the lane. Kick out pass comes back over to Spronk. Spronk with the ball. Comes back over to Spronk. Three-pointer too strong on the pass from Brookeis. And the lid's on the top of the bucket. Pretty tight for the defenders right now. With it is Wong on the right wing. Wong gets it away to Uhrig. Uhrig on the right side. Comes back over to Thompson. Her shot from 17. No good. Left side. Rebound cleared out by the defenders. Off and running is Spronk. Spronk underneath. Intended for Brookeis. Taken away by the Broncos. It's a foot race again. Uhrig puts it up and she's fouled on the play by Gelsma. Uhrig hits the floor hard. She'll pick herself up and shoot a pair of free throws as she was fouled on her way to the basket. She'll shoot a pair of free throws. Foul called on Gelsma, number two on her. Uhrig with two more free throws on the way. She's already 3-for-3. So Uhrig will shoot a pair of free throws. Players checking in for both teams as well in between free throws. Van Dyke and Bone are in. Gelsma and Spronk are out. Spawn is in for the Broncos. Checking out is Kaylee Ragoth. Frankie Peterson did not start the second half for the Broncos. And also not starting the second half for the defenders was Elise Marish. Free throw missed, no good, off the heel. Rebound cleared out by Hastings, and they'll continue play. Comes over to Statler. And the shot clock, I believe, didn't start immediately. And they will get that reset momentarily. 48-31 Hastings with a 17-point lead. So 16:45, they'll adjust the game clock. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, when the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Hastings inbounding the basketball. They get it into Wong. Wong with it left side. Puts it up. Short-armed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Statler. Statler off-balance shot is good. Alicia Statler with 14 points, and the Broncos lead at 50-31. 16-24 and counting. Ball game. Dort College trailing by 19. They've been outscored to start the second half. 8-3. Missed shot by the defender. Statler drops it off for McDermott. McDermott on the left wing drops it off for Statler. Her shot missed it. No good. And a rebound. And an over-the-back foul called on Alicia Statler. That's number two on her. Statler pretty nimble for a post player. Marish checks into the ballgame for the defenders. Gasink, Bone, Marish, Brookeis, and Van Dyke on the floor. Brookeis looks out up top. Instead comes over to Marish at the elbow of the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound deflected, picked up by McDermott. Here comes Hastings. McDermott with a head full of steam. McDermott stops, kicks Wong. Wong left side to Spawn. Spawn to Zwainer. Zwainer in the lane, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared out by Marish. Here come the defenders down by 19. They've got to start stringing points together. Got to get points and stops put together. Ball deflected, picked up by Marish. Her turnaround on the block, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Hastings basketball. Adamson is in. Brookeis is out. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Hastings basketball. Wong with it in the backcourt. She goes middle of the floor to Zwainer. Zwainer with it. Goes left side, Wong. Wong now at the top of the key, dribbling to the right side. Picks it up, McDermott. McDermott goes to Spawn. Spawn gives it on the wing, or goes to the post for Thompson, and Thompson is fouled on the play. Kira Van Dyke has whistled for the personal, her second. Left side with it is Wong. Wong goes underneath. Shot no good. Rebound deflected out and tipped. And it goes out of bounds. Last touched by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. Bone to set the offense. She passes left side over to Adamson. And Adamson's going to be called for traveling. Turnovers plaguing the Dort College defenders here in the second half. Turnovers and unable to make baskets. Dort College has gone nearly 5 minutes without scoring a point. Now Hastings turns it right back on a pass up the sideline. McDermott unable to handle it. And the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball. Bringing it up is Danelle Bone. Bone in between the circles out front. She gives it over to Adamson. Adamson's pass nearly tipped and controlled by Bone. It was tipped by McDermott for Hastings, but Bone came up with it. Back it goes right side. Adamson. Adamson. Van Dyke. Van Dyke crosses over. Puts up the runner. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Spawn, and Spawn travels with the basketball. Courtney Spawn whistled for the travel. Dort College will have the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop, 50-31. Dort College has gone 5.5 minutes without scoring. They need a point in the worst way. Pass comes right side. Three-pointer is good. Three-point basket, Danelle Bone. She's got 5 points. Defenders trail 50-34. McDermott with the basketball. She's got it on the right wing. Skip pass over the top. Spawn. She'll set. Fire. Three. Wide open. Good. Courtney Spawn with the three-point basket. She's got five, and the defenders trail 53-34. Hastings in control of this one right now. Van Dyke with it on the right elbow. Hastings sagging off, looking like a zone defense. Pass underneath intended for Marish. Saved into Van Dyke. Van Dyke in the lane. Her shot no good. And the rebound is controlled by Hastings and Zwainer. Zwainer's outlet pass intended for McDermott over her head. Out of bounds. Last touched by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. And the defenders want a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charged to the Hastings College, to the Dort College defenders. Back with more after this. Dort College with the basketball after the timeout. Trying to thread the needle is Adamson. Taken away by the Broncos. Off and running. McDermott stops, feeds the trailers Zwainer. Zwainer in the lane, puts it up against Van Dyke. Shot no good. A rebound cleared out by Kara Van Dyke. Here comes Dort College with the basketball. Bone with it at the top of the key. Dort College trailing by 19, 53-34. Comes over to Spronk. Spronk baseline jumper. Bone. Bone shot no good. Long rebound taken down by Adamson off the bounce. Adamson, they go right side, Marish. Marish with the ball, Van Dyke. Van Dyke down to the baseline, nothing there. Van Dyke picks up her dribble, comes back over to Bone. Bone left side, it goes Adamson. Adamson stripped to the basketball out front by Josie Schump. And the foul called on Schump. That's her first. Team foul number two on the Broncos. Dort College will inbound. Kayla Adamson to trigger it in. She'll do so in front of the Dort College bench. She gets it into Spronk. Spronk faces up. Two players around her. Back over to Adamson. She steps into a three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Marish. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Bone. Back over to Marish. She's not bashful. She'll put up another one. Short-armed it. No good on the baseline. Rebound tracked down by Schump, but Schump travels with it. 12:33 left to go in the half. That's in regulation, and we've got a timeout on the floor charged to Hastings. 12:33 left to play. Hastings leads 53-34. Hastings will use their first timeout of the basketball game. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Sprunk swing pass over the top. Pass goes over to Sprunk again from the point to the point. High-low pass intended for Marish, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Hastings basketball, and I believe it was last touched by a Dort player. Now the referees confirm they will stay with that initial call. Hastings basketball, 12-17 and counting in the ballgame. Broncos have the basketball with it out front. Left side pass. Deflected. Van Dyke took it away, intended for Statler. Here comes Van Dyke. Van Dyke might have traveled with it, and she gets called for it. Hastings with the basketball. Length of the floor in front of them. Broncos lead it 53-34. Hastings has led most of the contest. They've never trailed, I should say. It was tied early, 2-2. Pass out front with it is Rageth. Rageth to McDermott. McDermott to Spawn. Her three, no good. A rebound cleared out by Bone. Bone with the basketball. Left side pass, Marish. Marish short, no good. Rebound taken away by the Broncos and Statler. Dort College cannot get a bucket to go. They've scored just 6 points here in the second half. Broncos with it. Right side, Shump. Shump on the wing. Shump to Spawn. Spawn, McDermott. McDermott spins it down low for Statler. Strong move. Right hand, left side, no good. Rebound cleared out by Marish. Marish has it stripped away. Marish pass intended for Brookice, and she's stripped by Shump. Shump gets called for the personal foul. It's foul number two on Shump. Team foul number three on the Broncos. Hasn't been all Hastings, but it's been mostly Hastings here this evening. 11:09 remaining. Brookice, right side, Gasing. Gasing, Spencer. Spencer reverses out front to Brookice. Brookice underneath Cook. Cook up strong with the right hand, Cook. Jamie Cook with 9 points, her first points of the second half, and the defenders trail 53-36. Pass into the front court, tipped away, out of bounds, last touched by Dort College. It'll be Hastings basketball. Hastings inbounding. This is McDermott. McDermott out front. McDermott on the wing. Comes back to Spawn. Spawn underneath Statler. Statler with the basketball. Statler gives it up. Rager. Rageth. Rageth lay in good. Rageth with 4 points. Defenders trail by 19, 55-36 as we approach the midpoint of the second half. Left side pass, they come over to Cook. Cook with it, back right side, Gasink. Gasink, right elbow jumper, 15-footer, good. Gasink with the two-point basket, and the defenders lead 55-38. 10 minutes remaining in the ballgame. With it on the left side is Spawn for Hastings. Hastings in control of this one, 55-38. McDermott will take it baseline against Bone. Still has her dribble. Goes into the corner. Spawn. Spawn able to drive the lane. Layup. Right hand. Left side. Good. Courtney Spawn with 7 points off of the bench. Averaging 4.9 points per game. Dort College basketball trailing 57-38. Back to a 19-point advantage. Cook. Spin move. Puts it up with the left hand. Blocked out of bounds by Statler. Statler had 3 block shots in the first half. She's got at least another one here in the second half. Possibly 2. Points have been pretty hard to come by for the defenders here in the second half. Credited with 10 points thus far. Brianna Spronk with it on the wing. Spronk down to the baseline. Puts up the shot off the heel. Can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Statler. She snaps the outlet pass to Wong. Wong with the basketball. Wong back over to Statler. Statler out front to Yurig. Yurig with the basketball. Spawn. Spawn left side. Wong, lob pass down low for Statler. Statler, layup good. Alicia Statler with 16 points. And the Broncos lead 59-38. Biggest lead of the ballgame. Pass inside to Cook. Cook layup good. Jamie Cook with 11 points. And the defenders will retreat on defense. As Hastings brings it up, leading by 19, 59-40. Down to the baseline is Spawn. Spawn caught up there by Gasing. Urich back into lane, and she throws it away. North College gets the basketball back. As the ball was tipped out of bounds, last touch by Hastings, it'll be North College basketball. Hastings, 59, North College, 40. Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball. Right side pass comes over to Brooke Ice. Brooke Ice, elbow to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, two players around her. Comes back to Spront. She'll launch a three. No good. A rebound taken down by Ragath. Ragath with a basketball. Ragath gives it to Wong. Wong across half court. Wong goes left side. Comes back. Gets the return pass, and she'll put up the jumper. No good. Controlled by Yurig on the long rebound. Hastings will reset the offense. 7:50 and counting. Ball game. Right side pass, Yurig. Yurig well out on the floor. Deep on the right side. Puts it on the floor one time. Still has her dribble alive. Working against Brookice. Picks it up. Pass down low. Underneath. And an easy two for Kaylee Ragath on the reversal. She's got six. And the defenders trail 61-40. Timeout on the floor, charged to the North College defenders. Coach Craig Steensma will use a 30-second timeout to try and reestablish order. 7:27 left to play in the game. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Spronk with the basketball. She goes left side. Jelsma. Jelsma back over to Marish. Marish back to Jelsma. Jelsma to Brookice. Seven to shoot. Pass goes underneath. Reverse layup by Jelsma is good. Jessica Jelsma with 6 points, and the defenders trail 61-42. 7 minutes remaining in the ballgame. Statler passes it over the top. New player in, that's Sierra Williamson. Williamson back out front. Hastings will set the offense under 7 minutes to go in the contest. They give it up down low to Yurig. Yurig, Statler. Statler wide open. Layup good. Statler with 18. North College trails 63-42. Steal by Yurig at midcourt. Here come the Broncos. 6:30 and counting. Ball game. With it on the left side is Wong. Wong to Statler. Statler right side, Yurig. Yurig with the basketball on the wing. Yurig underneath Statler, and Statler is fouled on the play by Van Dyke. Pretty tough night for Kara Van Dyke. 3 points to her credit offensively. 6:18 left to play in this ballgame. Dort College trailing 63-42, 6:18 remaining. Hastings, a fresh 30 to work with. They inbound it. Ball gets inbounded to Williamson. Williamson, left side, Wong. Wong on the dribble. Nothing there, Yurig. Long three on the way. No good off the heel. Rebound taken down by Spronk. Here comes Dort College. Spronk with it on the right side. Used upper dribble. Spencer. Spencer, Bone. Bone, left side, Brookice. Brookice pass, tip. Yurig taps it ahead to Wong. Wong layup, good. Wong with eight. 65-42, Hastings. Running away right now with this one, up by 23. Spronk with it at the free throw line. Had it tipped away from her. Picked up by Bone. Her shot no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Brookice. And the North College defenders will play defense. 5:31 left to play in the second half. Statler in the backcourt. Gives it to Thompson. Thompson back to Statler. Statler ahead to Williamson. Williamson on the left wing. Williamson goes left side. Wong. Wong with it. Wong to Thompson. Thompson left wing. Comes back to Yurig. Yurig with the basketball. Uhrig, swing pass over the top, Wong. Wong, long two, is good. Well, they'll give her three. I thought her toes were on the line. But Wong hits a three. She's got 11. And the defenders trail 68-42. This one getting away from the defenders right now. They've been limited to 14 points here in the second half. 4:50 left to play in the contest. Foul called underneath on Statler. Alicia Statler whistled for her third personal. Wong will check out of the ball game. Spawn is in and Vanderpool is in. Ball inbounded to Spronk. Spronk tries to find Marish. Marish throws it away, intended for Spronk. 4:45 left to go in the game. Hastings in front, 68-42. And the pass over the top for Uhrig. Uhrig with a breakaway layup attempt. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. They get it over to Bone. Bone with it. Bone, right side, Brookice. Brookice, Marish. Marish into the lane. Strong move. Layup good. Elise Marish with 7 points. Defenders trail 68-44. Hastings basketball, high pass on the wing to Statler. Statler goes left side. Vanderpool. Vanderpool gives it up to Spawn. Spawn puts it on the deck. 10 seconds to shoot. Right side pass, Uhrig. Uhrig will let fly with a three. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Statler. Statler gets it back out front to Vanderpool. Vanderpool with a fresh 30 to work with. Hastings in front. They go down low. Statler. Statler on the reversal. Layup good. Statler with 20. Hastings leads 70-44. 3:39 and counting. Ball game. Hastings living up to their number 8 ranking. Spencer gets the pass out front. Passes it over to Brookice. And Ord College wants a timeout with 3:31 remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. With the basketball out front is Jelsma. Jelsma picks up her dribble, comes over to Marish. Marish back over to Jelsma. Jelsma drives in, left hand layup good. Jessica Jelsma with 8 points on 4 field goals, and the defenders trail 70-46. 70-46, our score, 3 minutes remaining. Out front it comes. Now go left side over to Bruckman. Bruckman gives it up to Vanderpool. Vanderpool, right side to Schomp. Down to the baseline. Hastings with the basketball. Spawn using up her dribble. Goes to Zwainer. Zwainer fouled on the play by Bailey Spencer. .248 left to play in regulation. Hastings 70. Dort College 46. And the Broncos will inbound the basketball. They throw it into Zwainer. Tipped and controlled by Spencer. Here comes Bone with it. Danelle Bone across half court. Right side, Spronk. Spronk with it down to the baseline, and she's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on number 25, Frankie Peterson. So Peterson, who did not play most of this half, now checks in with 2:40 remaining. She started the ball game, didn't start the second half, and hasn't played here in the second half up to this point. And underneath the basket is Jelsma. Jelsma is fouled on the rebound. Jessica Jelsma will go to the free throw line to shoot. It's going to be out of bounds. Jelsma not in the act of shooting, and Dort College not in the bonus yet. 2:33 remaining. Ball inbounded to Spronk. Spronk goes into the post to Spencer. Spencer lay in, no, Spencer shot from 10, no good. And a foul called on the rebound against Jelsma. Jelsma whistled for a third personal. Team foul number 6. So Hastings will inbound the basketball length of the floor in front of them. Peterson gets the ball inbounded to Aaron Vanderpool. Vanderpool across half court. Vanderpool still has the dribble. She passes right side. Now goes high post to Zwainer. Zwainer, turn around in the block. No good. Rebound taken away by Jelsma. Jelsma across half court. Jelsma across the timeline. Comes right side. Bone driving right side with it. Still has her dribble. Looking. Still looking. Gets it to Marish. Marish with it on the wing to Jelsma. Nobody can hang on to it. Ball's taken away by Hastings. Coming up with it is Schomp. Layup good. Josie Schomp with the two-point basket. And the Bronco lead is 72-46. Left side with it. North College, Jelsma. Jelsma goes right side, Marish. Marish on the wing. Marish to Spronk. Spronk jumper, short, no good. Rebound cleared out by Hastings. Broncos basketball. Left side, Peterson. Peterson on the wing, looking down low for Zwainer. Has Zwainer, lobs it down to her. She faces up on the left wing. Backdoor cut, layup good for the Broncos. Count the hoop, and Bruckman is fouled in the act of shooting with 1:16 remaining. 74-46, our score. Jelsma. Hastings in front. Bruckman makes the free throw. She's got six. And the Broncos lead 75-46 as we approach the one-minute mark. Ball intended for Marish. Is out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Hastings basketball. Hastings will bring it up. Broncos with this one well in hand with 1 minute remaining. Zwainer passes left side. Peterson. Peterson with the basketball. Peterson goes left side. Driving the lane is Schomp. Schomp shot no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Adamson. It'll be Hastings basketball. So Hastings running away with this one, 75-46. Broncos driving left hand. Bruckman. Bruckman gets the return pass. She's on the wing. Zwainer. Zwainer to Schomp. Schomp in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound cleared out by Marish. Marish with the basketball. And she'll bring it up. Marish goes left side. Reinders. Reinders to Adamson. Adamson right side. Marish. Marish goes down low for Holst. Holst turned around to the lane. Off of the glass. Good. Bethany Holst with the two-point basket. Defenders trail 75-48. And the Broncos will run out the clock. That's how it's going to end. 75-48 our final. North College defenders will fall to 6-10, 2-7 in the conference. Hastings now 13-4 and 5-3. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a recap right after this. to 45-48, and this one got away from the defenders early in the second half when they went on a five-point scoreless drought, and Dort College unable to overcome that in losing by a final score of 75-48. And other than an early tie, Hastings in control of this one. Dort College fell behind almost immediately. We're down 14-7. Did cut the lead down to 14-12 at one point, but that is as close as they would get. Hastings then went on a 6-0 run to get up 20-12, took their first 10-point lead of the ballgame at 23-13 and led 42-28 at halftime. In the second half, Dort College scored the first 3 points of the half to make it 42-31, but Hastings went on an 8-0 run to get up 50-31. And were never challenged from there as they extend it to a 75-48 final. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a look at the numbers right after this. The numbers look like this for tonight's Women's college basketball game, 42-28. Hastings led at halftime. Hastings outscored Dort College 33-20 in the second half. Hastings 28-58 from the floor, 48.3%. 6 of 15 on threes, 40%. 13 of 16 on free throws, 81.3%. For the defenders, 19 of 63 from the floor, 30.2%. 3 of 14 on threes, 21.4%. 7 of 10 on free throws, 70%. Dort College held a slight rebounding edge, 39-38. Turnovers, Dort College 19, Hastings 13. Hastings had 11 steals, Dort College had 5. Dort College, 7 assisted baskets. Hastings, 17 of their 28 baskets were assisted. Dort College was led in scoring by Jamie Cook with 11 points. She was 5 of 10 from the floor. 8 points for Jessica Jelsma. 7 for Elise Marish. 6 for Brianna Sprock. 5 for Danelle Bone. 3 for Kayla Brookice. 3 for Kara Van Dyke. 1 for Kayla Adamson. 2 for Bethany Hulse for their total of 48. For the Broncos, 20 points for Alicia Statler. 11 for Brittany Wong. 7 for Courtney Schomp. 7 for Taz Urig, 7 for Melissa Thompson, 6 for Cammie Bruckman, 5 for Sophia McDermott, 6 for Kaylee Ragoth, 7 for Courtney Spawn, and 2 for Josie Schomp for their total of 75. Hastings led in rebounding by Alicia Statler with 13. 4 for Melissa Thompson, no one else with more than 2. For the defenders, Brianna Spronk and Elise Marish had 6 rebounds each. Jamie Cook had 5. Kayla Brookice had 4. 3 for Danelle Bone. Assists, Spronk and Cook had 2. Hastings was topped by Urig's 4 assists. And Melissa Thompson also had 4 assists. Urig also had 4 steals. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Coach Craig Steensma has taken a seat beside me now, and we'll visit about tonight's contest. And, Coach, this one got away from you early in the second half when Hastings strung together some points and you were unable to keep pace. Early in the second half, did you feel like you were getting the shots? Did you get the shots you wanted? Would they just not go down? Was it something that Hastings was doing defensively that was giving you troubles? What happened there in the first about 6 minutes of the second half?
Well, I thought it was a combination of things, you know. Hastings does a good job defensively. Obviously, they're very, very good defensively, but, you know, I thought we didn't execute very well on offense. And, you know, we put ourselves in bad spots. And, you know, we've got to work on that. We've got to be more demanding. Just execution-wise, we didn't do a good job at the second half there. You know, they worked hard defensively. They tried hard. Hastings executed really well on defense and on offense as well. They make it hard with Statler in there to pressure the ball and to pressure the high post because, you know, they can always throw that lob pass up there to her.
Frustrating night for your team, it seemed, especially in that about 13 or 14 minutes in the second half. It's tough to stay upbeat and positive when you aren't getting points on the board.
Right. We hit the back of the rim about 6 times in a row, you know, and then in that span, we gave up a couple layups and we gave up a couple of other shots. And, you know, you just see it spiraling downward and, you just see it in the kids' faces, and we can't have that. We got to keep fighting and keep battling for 40 minutes.
What do you take away from this ball game in terms of in preparation for Concordia now on Saturday? Do you forget about this? Do you take some things away from it? What do you do tomorrow when you practice?
Well, I pretty much am not going to be able to forget about it, so that's not on the one of the options. But we have to prepare for Concordia. However, we have to, you know, learn a little bit more about ourselves and what we're good at, what we're not good at. Continue to work together, continue to have good attitudes, but we have to be able to learn from this.
I'm trying to draw some positives out of this one, and you rebounded offensive rebounds. You got 16 offensive rebounds. those are the kind of things that this team has to do to make up for some of the other deficiencies that it has.
We do, and that we did a good job of that. And we gave ourselves plenty of opportunities, you know, with missed shots. So, you know, there we switched up defenses pretty well. I thought communication was pretty good. We got some really good shots in the second half. We just didn't shoot very well. And, you know, that's part of it, but I give Hastings a lot of credit. I thought Hastings was more aggressive and got after us harder. So, you know, I give Hastings a lot of credit.
Coach, I'm going to let you go. Sounds like your voice is going to go, but we'll see you on Saturday at Concordia.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Craig Steensman. I believe we've gone through the numbers at this point. The Dort College defenders lose by a final score of 75-48. Some other scores trickling in. We're still waiting on Briarcliff and Mount Marty. Concordia Northwestern nearing conclusion. Looks like Northwestern's going to hang on for the win over Concordia in Orange City. Other finals include in Morningside over Nebraska Wesleyan 78-52. Dakota Wesleyan over Midland 76-60. And right now Northwestern leads by two possessions 70-64 with 29 seconds remaining in that contest. Looks like the last report as well had Mount Marty in front of Briarcliff by five with 6 minutes left to go in that contest being played in Yankton, South Dakota. Let's take one more two-minute break. Hopefully we'll be able to get the finals from the women's basketball games and then turn the page and get set for the men's contest. Dort College and Hastings coming up right after this.